What's up, bitches? Brain in the Net here. Let's say this is take four on the podcast because number one, we're having Wi-Fi struggles and I just kept fucking up. I kept fucking up. And then this last time I was a good 10 minutes in and realized I forgot to hit record. So what's happening at this moment is I'm in my head because I am recording video for the YouTube channel. Okay. And I'm in my head. So basically, I'm having that body dysmorphia stuff again. Like, I guess you call it that. What do you call it when you fixate on something about yourself and you're not really seeing the truth of it? And I slept in this morning, so we didn't put on a face, which I don't regret that. Okay. I absolutely. If you guys don't know me yet, if you're just starting to follow me, if you're new here, I have some raw chickens. Okay. By raw chickens, I've got a couple of Sphinx cats and my newest girl who will be a year old soon. And she's just so tiny and cute. And like, she's just, I mean, when I tell you, when I leave the room, this cat screams for me. Like, she's got to be by me. She will literally wait for me. Even when I'm bartending or when I was bartending consistently, she waits for me to go to bed. So she's a snuggle bug, like the cutest little snuggle bug. And she sleeps right by my head every single night. And so when I wake up in the mornings and I'm aware of her, like I snuggle up to her. And I did that this morning. My phone died, so I knew my alarm wasn't going to go off. And I just snuggled up to her. And then I've got a 5-year-old on the other side of me who just snuggled up. And then, you know, I reached for daddy's hand right on the other side of the kitten and I was snuggled in, man. So I have no regrets for sleeping in. I got, you know, we got our workout in, we're doing the things, did the responsible shit, grocery shopping, all the dumb shit. But when it comes to recording the video today, okay, I'm dragging feet and that's okay. Done is the new perfect. And I feel like that's the truth in everything. Just get it done. What's the next right thing? For me, what I wanted to be doing was hanging out on the couch playing video games with my 9-year-old, but that's not the next right thing for me. So here we are, bitches. And we're going to talk about emotional wellness because I want you to go into this weekend empowered with some, you know, strategies that are going to help you. Because what is the truth about life? You are not going to be happy and life is not going to be easy or peaceful. You're not going to have joy if you are not maintaining emotional wellness. So we've got to get your emotional health leveled up. Okay. And how do I know this needs to happen? Because that's what's happening in my life. Okay. There's a lot of shit going on that is beyond our control. So what do we focus on? I know you guys have learned it this week. We focus on what we can control. What's the next right thing to do? What's the next right thing to do? So I want to give you guys a few things, you know, and this shit, it doesn't cost money and it doesn't cost a lot of time, but this is shit I really want you to work on this weekend. You guys got a lot of homework assignments this week, but if I'm not stacking it on, what are you doing for yourself? Okay. So rise to the occasion. You're being challenged. I know this is tough. So I mean, that's life. You're in the arena, you're getting your ass kicked. You need to move your body. I don't care how you choose to do it. Okay. Your brain and your body are connected. You need that coherence. You feel your emotions in your body. If you move more, your body's going to be healthier and more calibrated to the environment. Sitting around, you're increasing the likelihood of feeling stressed and depressed 1,000%. Do the next right thing. I tested that. And I found the proof in what it is to move, and it will make a difference. I want you to use your time more effectively. I know that you go through this process with yourself where you're like, I just don't have enough time in the day. I don't know how you do all the things. Bitch, we all have the same 24 hours. Okay. Use your time effectively. Keep track of your shit this weekend. Okay. The more you get done, the less you leave undone. Having your work and chores done on a regular routine basis, it results in less stress. And you set yourself up to feel calm and relaxed. Put your attention on determining the best way to use your time. This is a great habit that you can develop that's going to literally benefit you for the rest of your life. Okay. This is another thing you guys have to face. And I had to do it today, literally, because things are changing. Our budget's going to look a little different, you know? I had to look at that today. Address financial challenges. and looking at it, because here's the thing, you can worry about it, you can ignore it, or you can address it. And part of my goals this year is to improve my relationship with money, the way I think about it, the way I feel about it, the way I treat it, all of that. So do what you need to do to be honest with yourself when it comes to money. I know my husband and I have signed off on each other's bullshit because since the day we met, it has been where we are very financially irresponsible. Okay. We just are. And there's no sugarcoating that. But somebody has to step up to the plate. So Brandon Lynette is trying to figure this out and get some financial health into our grown-up, mature adult life, okay? Because the relationship you have with money, it's a mirror image of the relationship with you have with yourself. And just ignoring it and just taking for granted that more will come, you know, the more you spend, the more will come. I ignorant belief in that energy is great, but it only goes so far. So we've gone through that. Now we need to grow through more. So stop avoiding it. Just face it, okay? Face it. Something I want you to do this weekend, get enough sleep, okay? That is the one thing that I hear a lot of people talking about their struggle with sleep. And this week, I definitely did it to myself, but I was very aware of it, okay? I had a little lull in my sleep pattern, but I never got less than 6 hours, okay? But 7 is really my minimum. 7 hours is my minimum, or I'm not okay. And my body just doesn't react. Like before that 7-hour window, it's dead to the world. So I don't take that for granted, but you do need to do what you need to do to get enough sleep. Your brain and your body are a mess if you're not getting sleep. Your hormones are all irregulated and crazy. You've got, you know, different shit popping off here and there. You're not feeling solid when you're not sleeping enough. Whatever you have to do to get a solid sleep schedule, do that. Okay. And everybody's body is different. Men physically require less sleep because of their testosterone. That does something for them. So if you're out there and you're like, bitch, I have a vagina, you don't have to worry about that. But if you were born with one and you act like you have a penis, bitch, you don't have the testosterone, you need your sleep. Okay. You need at least 7 hours if you're a woman, okay? Men can do like 4 to 7, I think is the crazy ass schedule for them. But you know your body. You would feel that. You feel that you feel regulated when you start getting enough. So watch your own pattern, okay? And I want you to get out and do something social, okay? Do something social. Whatever that looks like for you. Hang around people you can count on, do something fun, get the family out, whatever that is. Okay. Another challenge for you this weekend is to let go of expectations. And I want you to focus on gratitude. Okay. Misery loves company, and misery really thrives and festers in an environment of unmet expectations. Okay. So spend some time every single day focusing on the things that you're thankful for rather than everything that annoys you. Okay. Or you or yourself or anyone around you who has not met your expectations. I want you to flip the script and think about some gratitude. I want you guys to turn off the news. And I know that people want to stay informed. I get that. Because this week of change was crazy for me, I have another podcast, you guys. It's a little edgy, and it definitely draws the line when it comes to, you know, my beliefs for sure. So I don't talk about it much here, but I knew that because of my state of mind this week, I had to kind of just avoid the news because it is an emotional thing, okay? And I don't watch mainstream media news. I snoop around other outlets, but it's still just as frustrating, okay? It's all just mayhem, okay? It's craziness. And at the end of the day, as long as we're fighting each other, we're not fighting the government, which I think we need to stand up to a little bit, but that's for the other podcast. Honestly, I wasn't in the right state of mind. So I want you guys to set those boundaries for yourself, and I want you to turn off the fucking media. Okay. Turn off the news. Don't read the newspaper. Stop checking out the headlines. Just take a little detox break, okay? In fact, all social media. I want you just to take a break. And I know I'm like, follow me on TikTok, follow me on YouTube, whatever. Bitch, I want you to shut everything off, including me if you have to, okay? Wait till the end of the podcast, though, so you can get, you know, whatever, your last tip, okay? I get it. We think social media is a way for us to stay connected, but honestly, we are the most disconnected, connected, you know, people I know. It's like the smarter we get with technology, the dumber we get as humans. We're losing a lot of core factors, core foundations for what make us living in our full potential. We are, you know, losing that human connection. We're losing the empathy, the, you know, understanding, the patience, the kindness. Like, the internet brings out the ugly. So I just want you to shut everything down. That's it. Because what's happening is you're just feeling jealous of all these other things and all this stupid shit. Okay. The image that people are putting out there, we know that's false. Okay. There's not a lot of people like Brandon Lynette out there who just show the shit. Okay. There's not. So I want you to be smart in how you're using social media all the time. But right now you just need to take a fucking break. Okay. Turn it all off. All of it. Shut it off. I want you this weekend to just limit your obligations. I want you to kind of put you first in this moment. Okay. We want to keep life simple. So avoid anything this weekend that, you know, you feel obligated to do, but it doesn't serve you. And it doesn't fill you up. Okay. So yeah, if you're already committed to working at the food kitchen, go work at the food kitchen. Okay. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there's a get together at, you know, your cousin Nancy's house and they just get all crazy and drunk and violent and talk shit and whatever. Don't go. Okay. Avoid the obligations that are not serving you, that are not bringing peace into your life. And I want you guys to challenge yourself this weekend. I know I live in Michigan, so the weather is wild here, and that's not an excuse for anyone, even here. So I'm saying get out in the fresh air, go for a walk. Okay. Go for a walk anywhere. I don't care how long, just go get outside. I literally, even in the snow, you guys, I think that grounding is important. I think there's something about our energy as humans when, we are connected to nature and there's an exchange of energy. Okay. So I literally walk out barefoot every day, rain, snow, mud, sleet, hail, I walk out barefoot. And sometimes it's excruciating and not a great time, but I still feel that recharge. So get out there, get barefoot. Yeah. I don't care if it's in the snow. It's a thing. It's a real thing. Okay. You'll thank me later for it. I mean, bitch, I'm not telling you to get into an ice bath. I've not yet embraced that side of life. Okay. Do I think it's beneficial? Yeah. I have nothing against it. I'm just not there yet. I'll grow into it eventually. So all I'm saying is stick your feet in the snow barefoot. Okay. I'm not telling you to take a whole entire fucking ice bath. I'm saying get barefoot, get outside. I'm not saying go for a 30-minute walk barefoot, not here anyway. But definitely move your ass. Okay. Go for a walk outside, breathe the fresh air, look into nature, look how small your problems are compared to the vast universe that we live in. Okay. And just enjoy being outside. I want you to be very mindful this weekend to avoid anything that's going to have a negative impact on your sense of emotion, on your sense of well-being. Okay. By social media, by news, by expectations, by unnecessary obligations, get some sleep, move your body, address the challenges within your life that you have control over. Okay. Spend time with the people you love. I will be playing a lot of bingo and memory. Okay. That's what my little girls are stuck on. And that's what we're going to be doing. Whatever that is, spend time with your family. When your emotional health is at an all-time high, this is your foundation of what it takes to actually enjoy life. Okay. So I want you to challenge yourself this weekend to get a little glimpse into what that joy and peace would look like. Okay. We all think that we're headed on some destination and that when we get there, this and this and this is going to be different and this and this and this is going to feel great. But that's not the case, you guys. Okay. The journey is now. It's being in this moment. So I want you to just start to regulate yourself, start to, you know, hold yourself accountable for the areas of your life that need your attention. Be honest about what you need to grow through. And then I want you to get into that Facebook group, Listen Bitch on Facebook. And I want to hear your feedback. I want to know what it is that you're working on. Maybe I need to do some money relationship podcasts. Maybe we need to just do some relationship podcasts. I don't know. Whatever. Spam me your ideas. Okay. I am already that person that has to think, what the fuck am I going to feed my kids every day for like another 30 years? I've already been doing it for 20. So I'm saying, like, take the edge off the girl. Like, don't make me have to think so hard about showing up to do this for you guys. Okay. I'm not going through life. I'm not the only one going through the bullshit. So let me help you. Help me help you. Challenge you this weekend. I want to know how it goes. I love you guys, and I'll see you next week.